Live via satellite from the entertainment capital of the world, it's Rockline, North America's number one rock radio program. Hi, I'm Bob Coburn, and tonight from CRC Studios in Chicago, we welcome Chevelle. So get your questions ready and call us toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. And now, let's welcome our guests. The song Send the Pain Below by Chevelle is currently number 11 on the rock chart on Radio and Records Magazine, number 2 on the alternative chart, and number 1 on the active rock chart. And they've already had similar success with their song The Red, and more may be on the way from the Platinum Plus album. Wonder what's next. Chevelle is red hot. Rockline welcomes from CRC Studios in Chicago. Chevelle member Sam Leffler. Sam, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you back. And Pete Leffler, too. Pete, how are you this evening?
I am doing well.
How's Chi-Town? Nice and warm? Good summer night?
It's on fire here. We love it.
Oh, man. Chicago, when it's nice, is unbeatable. I envy you guys there at Chicago Recording Studios. Now, a couple of questions for you, as always, to start things off tonight on Rockline. Does the success of the album surprise you at all? I know you guys wanted a platinum album. I know you hope for this and that, but it's just taken off like a rocket. Are you surprised at all?
I don't know. I guess somewhat. I mean, anytime you make a record, you're never sure how it's going to turn out, and you know, you want to stay true to what you're trying to convey and all that. And when people embrace it, makes it all the more.
Yeah,
you know,
we believed in these songs too. What was in our head is what we tried to make. I mean, I tried to make a record that was in our head already. And we tried to get it down on tape, and it happened. So when we listened to it after recording it, we were pleasantly surprised, and we were like, this is what we were trying to do, and I think it works.
Boy, love it so, when a plan comes together like that, you know?
Yeah.
Hear it in your head, right, and translate it onto the disc, yeah. Now, you guys have Ozfest coming up. You have a lot of off-night touring, too. We'll talk about that all evening long. Will you guys book another tour immediately after that, or take some time off and then head back into the studio?
Yeah, the plan is to take some time off right after Ozfest and start writing the new record. We have a few songs that are in the works and about a million ideas that are on scattered CDRs all over my bedroom. So
we just need to start banging songs together.
Yeah, just need to start putting them together and take a short time to do that.
Get hopefully the wood tape out.
2 months, you know.
Things together. Yeah, we'll take probably about 2 months off and then do a full U.S. headline tour and go back to Europe and Canada and all that stuff.
An album with a working title, Scattered CDRs. You know, you might want to throw that around. Not bad.
Hey.
Now, do all three of you write, or do you write individually? Do you write together?
Pretty much the writing is left to me. This is Pete speaking here. Yeah, I kind of come up with the songs on an acoustic or whatever and, adapt it to electric, make it heavy, bring it to the guys, and we finish it together. So
yeah, he'll write, he'll do a melody all on acoustic and maybe a whole line of a song and then bring it to us and adapt it to electric, and then I'll lay down sort of the structure of, the beat, and then once we get, some stuff together, Pete records it, and he goes on and just writes lyrics after lyrics after lyrics. Pages and pages for every song.
Pete, do you think it takes Sam and Joe to make it Chevelle?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I can't see the
He's
band.
He's lying.
Yeah, I know. I hate these guys. Get them out of here. it's interesting because we're all brothers. It is much harder, I have to say, to be in a band with brothers.
It's got to be.
Pete's sneering at me right now.
This punk. But, Chevelle's always been, three brothers, so it's probably going to stay that way, and if it doesn't, then we'll
it'll go down in a ball of flames.
Yeah, we're gonna take each other out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon. If you would like to talk with Sam and Pete from Chevelle, you can call us toll free at 1-800-344-ROCK. The first song we'll play tonight is "Send the Pain Below," which is the current success. Is that about converting the negatives and the ugly energy in our lives into an art form? Is that pretty much what that's
it
about?
It is. You hit it right on the head there. Just taking the painful situations, like relationships, that kind of thing, and put it into a creative form. And we do that with music. So
let's send the pain below with Chevelle on Rockline.
Below, will I need it?
Send the Pain Below. It's Chevelle from their latest album, Wonder What's Next, and we're with Sam and Pete this evening. And your calls, too, toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK, 1-800-344-7625. Your calls for Chevelle next on Rockline. Hey, it's Bob Coburn. Buying a used car? Carfax has the history of the car you're looking at. Carfax can tell you if your car's been in an accident, has the accurate mileage, has had a lot of owners, is safe and reliable, or if it's been in a flood or it's a flat-out lemon. That's because Carfax has access to the right sources. Carfax, your objective, unbiased source to find out about the used car you're looking at. You can get a Carfax vehicle history report two ways. Go to carfax.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
For Georgia, life was going nowhere.
What happened to you? You used to have friends.
That was until she died.
Oh.
Now she's joining a team of working stiffs.
Thousands of people die every day. They're in our custody until they reach their final destination.
Showtime presents a new original series about life after life.
You are going to be a grim reaper.
Huh?
Dead Like Me. Premieres Friday at 10, 9 central. New subscribers can get $50 cash back. Call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com for details.
How many mouse clicks does it take to put a 20% dent in worldwide CD sales? How many clicks does it take before 99% of all music on the web is illegal? How many clicks before an entire generation stops buying music at all? Well, we've done the calculations, and the answer is now a matter of record. One, respect the music.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours, so what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Rockline.